Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Peace family, it's 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links.
So, but and in the American sense, in America, you have to have a hold of darkness and you have to have a hold of light, right? And the problem with a lot of young men is they don't know how to hold their darkness. Either gets a hold of them, right? Or they don't have any, in a sense to where they get ran over. And they be trying to understand, well, I'm a good guy, but that's not the power, right? That's foundation, that's fine. But the understanding of how to move throughout the world, how to be throughout the world, and not letting that corrupt you, which means that your righteousness have to supersede that, because some knowledge shouldn't be in the hands of certain men because they don't know how to use the knowledge. The knowledge uses them. Absolute power absolutely corrupts.
Absolutely.
I've seen that 1,000 times as well. And so at the thesis of this, we all, you know, fall upon this spectrum, and in many different ways, you know, you may see somebody do it in a polarizing sense, but the average person doesn't in their own life. The way we talk to people, the way we do things, we trick ourselves more than anything on the world. We lie to ourselves more than we lie to everybody.
But the first law of the 40 laws of power is what? Don't outshine the master, right? Mm. So as long as you don't outshine people and you don't try to compete with people, you're going to always have a positive outcome, because men see themselves, you know, how they see themselves. To man, God today is God tomorrow. Some people call him Jehovah. Some people call him Allah. Some people call him Buddha. Some people call him deist. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people got different perspectives on religion and how they see themselves. But, you know, the best way to deal in life is through tolerance. That's what you asked me. I said Machiavelli. What's yours? All of them?
I mean, I think you got all. We all have all of them to a certain degree.
No, but right? What's yours per se?
I wouldn't pick one. I would say I have a temperament of all of them.
Okay,
in a certain sense.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
So,
it's more so about which ones you have are of a higher degree. I think at this point, I think when I was younger, I had a more narcissistic mindset because I had a God complex on what being a God was. I didn't understand the principles of the knowledge of self and the righteousness that went along with it, and more so the responsibility of the power, right? So I would think the world needs to revolve around me. And in a sense, that's necessary in a certain way to understand there's a level of selfishness you got to have for success, but you don't let it overcome you to where you can't have compassion.
Right.
And that's where you become psychotic and you don't care about what other people think, and you become Machiavellian, and you're going to get your way regardless of who's in it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So when you at the ultimate spectrum, you like Scarface. You know what I'm saying? Like you willing to kill, steal, rob, murder, lie, cheat, anything that you can do to get your way. And that's where your righteousness comes back and it guides you, saying that nah, because even if you get your way, you're going to lose yourself.
Now, Brother 19, the fact that you say you're not a narcissist, you are a narcissist.
Just I never say, said I
no,
was.
No, I ain't talking about
you. I said that was
no,
the one
no,
that...
No, I'm talking in general. No, bro, I'm not talking about... I said the fact that somebody would say they're not a narcissist, make them a narcissist. But narcissists, it's cool.
Yeah, we all you are narcissists to
it's okay
a degree.
It's okay. You can be a good narcissist. You know, a narcissist, you know, having confidence, you know, believing in yourself, you know, having integrity. And then you could be a narcissist where, you know, you think you're better than everybody. You think that, you know, the world revolves around you. It's two type of narcissists.
That's a fact.
So the fact that you say that you're not a narcissist means that you are a narcissist. Mm. Because to say you're not narcissistic is the saying that you are. So, you know, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's okay to be a narcissist, but it's levels to it. Like you said, upper level conversation, it's level to narcissism. Now, if Goldie was in a situation where, you know, somebody was in his space and they were trying to compete with him, that in that case, being confident and narcissistic is very applicable, because you need to be that in order to win. You know, a lot of times, you know, my people, they Catrice, they up under me all the time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm the most quietest, humble person in the world. And then somebody get at me and I transform. They're like, wow, we didn't see that coming. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because that's the narcissism in me. But I got a good narcissist too. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got a bad one. You know, I got a good one. You know, sometimes, you know, especially when it comes to, you know, like certain dudes in the game disrespecting me, I'm going to attack them. I'm going to attack them back. You know, me and Sharp got into a debate, you know, on No Jumper because he said, man, back in your days, kid, I would have got you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I went off on, bam, hit him everywhere on his feet, cut him everywhere on his head. And he said, man, why you cut me so bad? It's online. So why you cut me so bad? And then apologize. I said, bro, you always talking about the blade. The blade means first days and band-aids. You're going to get cut in this game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you cut, you're going to get cut back. So that's one thing you got to understand. So if you don't want to get cut, then don't swing. You know what I'm saying? So that's the defensive side of me. But on the norm, I'm the most humble, the most respectful person. Like I said, I'm trying to bring everybody in the front. I'm bringing, man, listen, Mike Fresh, I want everybody, Vado, everybody to come and enjoy this here. I know this is a major platform. I've seen you do 4 or 5 million views. You're a major platform. So when I bring people here, or if I'm bringing somebody to your platform, that's just going to show that I'm not narcissistic. But if somebody get at me, then you're going to see the narcissistic side. That's the humble, sweet, you know, brotherly, man, let's all get along type Rodney King mentality. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, narcissism is in various degrees. That's just like good is in various degrees. You know, truth comes in. You could, if I say, brother, 19, here's 200 degrees of truth. That's a high degree. Then another brother come with 100 degrees of truth. That's a lower degree. That's 100 degrees less than the brother 19. Then you go to below degrees, 5 below degrees. That brother ain't really that sharp. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's low in degree of understanding. And wisdom come in stages and degrees. You know, you always going to be learning. I tell Goldie all the time, there's only one school you'll never graduate from. Mm. That's the school of life. The university of life. You'll never graduate. You're going to learn something every day. And you're going to realize your mistakes. But, hey, it's okay. Shakespeare says, sweet is adversity. Adversity gets you to your destiny. The road that you take to get to your destiny is not going to be the one to get you there. It's going to be your detours. You know, but as long as you got a GPS and you know where you're going, when you detour, it's going to say reroute. It's going to put you right back on track. You know, and that comes from focus and vision. You're a man of vision. You built this platform. I watched you build it from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You had foresight. Everybody around you, these brothers working with, they got insight. They can't see what you see. You know, you got 20/20. You know what I'm saying? You got foresight. Foresight means you foresee the vision. Insight means that you're in the vision. And that's what brothers got to understand. God gave this vision to my brother, 19 Keys. You're not going to understand why he got Pimpin' Ken on. A lot of people ain't going to appreciate this episode. They're going to be in there. Why you got him on there? He's a pimp. And everything gonna go over their head. It's just like an airplane. They're gonna fly over. Oh, that was a good conversation. That was a good conversation. Then they're gonna land. He's a pimp. You know, they just like airplanes at the airport. You know what I'm saying? Once they land, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got nothing to do with them hovering over the airport. So, you know what I mean? That's just how life is. You know, and we, as conscious brothers, we know. See, to me, I want to be on your show because I know that me and you vibrate at the same frequency as the brother was saying. I mean, we can talk about the Kabbalah, we can talk about anything.
Yeah.
We can talk about the Quran. I can tell you what Prophet Muhammad received his prayer, the peace of God, Mount Arafat. His wife's name was Khadija. You know what I'm saying? He went to Mecca, he went to Medina. I could tell you, you know, his muezzin, you know, Balaam. I could tell you anything. We can talk about anything. Islam, we can talk about the nature of Islam. I can go walk that road with you because I know me and you on the same plane. You can talk to me about more science. You can talk to me about sovereignty. You can talk to me about anything. And that's why I picked up on your ethos when I'd be watching you. And that's why I was so honored when you said, bro, come on the show. But these people ain't going to understand.
They will. I have different people for different reasons.
Yeah, your knowledge ones, yeah.
I think that, you know, the whole goal of it, you know, it's truth seeking.
Yeah.
You know, it's truth seeking. You have a perspective that unless you live the life that you live, mm-hmm. most people can never get.
They never get.
It's different, right? So the same way I would sit and talk to a skinhead white supremacist, I don't think I'm gonna particularly learn from them, but I'm gonna get some depth of the way they think. You know what I mean? And so everybody who sits across from me, and it's the same thing you're getting as you're watching me, you're just watching how people think.
Right.
You're not, don't look at who they are. Listen to how they think.
Praise
right?
the Lord.
Download the parts that are necessary, right? Understand the parts that you can use, because we have a saying in the Nation of Islam is settle on the best part. Settle on the best part. You can't use everything. My older brother, he used to teach me a lot of stuff. He tried to get me into some old pimping shit, but I understood that there were parts of him that I wanted to be like and other parts of him I had to ignore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He tried to get me to do all kind of wild stuff all the time. Yeah. But I wouldn't be who I am if I followed everything. But I love my brother. And he has so much gang knowledge and insight, you feel me, and even wisdom that I would take from him. But it was certain things that I got to discard.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I'm not trying to become like you in that manner.
Right.
Right. Because I even see how it reflects upon you and I don't like the image. So then why would I try to build myself in that image and you just want company? Mm-hmm. You understand me? So I've learned throughout life, if there's any lesson that you learn with listening to different people, I'm going to have scientists, I'm going to have scholars, I'm going to have intellectuals, philosophers. Right. I've had Robert F. Kennedy, and we just had what's his name? Cornel West on here. Right. We meeting people where they are of all different walks of life. And at the end of this row, you're going to see a catalog that you can go through to where he can say, man, he had pimps and prostitutes and doctors and scholars and theologians and astronauts, and say, wow, this is a list of consciousness that I can download and I can see perspectives of all walks of life without.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. Thanks for listening to the High Level Audio Experience. Make sure to give 5 stars and subscribe. Also, support the brand and get tickets to our upcoming tour by visiting 19keys.com/links. That's numbers 19keys.com/links.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.